Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, August 12th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why it's so hard to respond to cyber attacks and the cost of Facebook ads rises. The alleged widespread theft by Russian hackers is already resurrecting questions among security experts about how to police and disclose data breaches and how firms that discover stolen material should behave.
In most states, there are rules about this, but in others, companies don't necessarily have to say anything. And some companies are more likely to say, you know what, I don't really want to say anything because it'll hurt my reputation.
Wall Street Journal technology reporter Lisa Fleischer explains that a cross-border nature of many cybercrimes makes it a tough problem to tackle.
Where do you turn to? Whose jurisdiction is that? Who gets the first crack at it? And depending on where they are, the police might be more or less inclined to actually go after criminals like this.
Last week, Milwaukee internet security firm Hold Security said that a Russian hacking group had collected a staggering number of stolen records, 1.2 billion usernames and passwords. Company disclosed its finding at an annual hacking and cybersecurity conference in Las Vegas. The cost of advertising on Facebook is increasing, prompting some small businesses to abandon the platform while pushing others to try and create more compelling ads, despite their limited budgets. Meanwhile, the value has decreased.
The ads are reaching fewer users because competition for ad space has intensified and there's just less space available.
Wall Street Journal's Sarah Needleman reports the new landscape has caused some small businesses to stop advertising on Facebook altogether, but others have simply adjusted.
Others are just finding that they need to work harder to benefit from the ads. And by harder, I mean they're really putting a lot of thought, time, and energy into how to make their ads more compelling.
Wall Street Journal did a survey in April that found 83% of small businesses said they expect to spend nothing on Facebook ads.
It just shows that the majority of small business owners actually still don't spend anything on Facebook. And many say they get value out of just having a Facebook page.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.